Low-income people who get free health coverage through Medicaid have to re-up every year. Since November, they've had to do so on the state's health exchange website, wahealthplanfinder.org. Washington Medicaid Director Marianne Lindeblad says only about half of those expected to renew that month did. Persistent website outages, slowdowns, and errors hampered people in November. But Lindeblad says technical fixes and outreach efforts are getting things back on track.
Numbers are coming in better. We're starting to see responses from some of the letters that have gone out. So we do think that the efforts that we've made have dropped it. I mean, it cut the November renewals about in half.
Still, as of late last week, despite some repairs and improved performance, another 28,000 people due to re-enroll in December had failed to do so. That's about the same number who dropped out the month before. Medicaid recipients are a vulnerable population. Research shows interruptions in access to Medicaid leads to more hospitalizations and other health problems. The state health care authority has extended coverage an extra month for those who were due to re-up in December. Lindeblad says the agency has also reassured doctors and other providers who care for lapsed Medicaid recipients that they will still be reimbursed. And since Medicaid has no defined enrollment period, even those dropped from the program can come back in at any time. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.